Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a special guest who I'm going to be announcing in just a minute. Really excited to have her on the show. She does something which is quite different. She works with horses to help heal you, to help you move forward in your life. First, I want to make a little announcement about my newest project, Dare to Be Authentic, Volume 5. I can't believe I'm already on my fifth book of the Dare to Be Authentic book series. This is a book of contributing authors, like all the other ones have been, and it's going to be called Dare to Be Authentic, Let Yourself Prosper. It's going to focus on prosperity and how to allow prosperity into your life. So you have a story about that to share, give me a call, and I'll interview you to be a contributor in the book. Now, prosperity does not have to be financial. It could be prosperity in any area of your life. So if you're interested, just give me a call at 954-243-7297. And with no delay, I'm going to introduce my guest for today. Very excited to have her on, on the show, Andrea Hall, who after discovering a brain tumor decided to leave a 13-year career as a criminal defense attorney. She had always loved and was attracted to horses, so she was able to combine her love for horses and her ability to coach and help others into a new career as a certified equine gestalt coach. That's a handful to say, a mouthful. Andrea, so good to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thanks. You did a great job.
I try. It's the best I can do. So we talked a couple of weeks back, and you told me about your exciting career, and I was just so amazed. I had to have you on my show. Tell us the story of how you came to be not only a coach, but a coach who uses horses to help you with your clients.
Sure. Well, as you said, I had been a criminal defense attorney for 13 years, and I actually was in the middle of a 5-day jury trial when my 10-month-old puppy passed away. And it was the first time in my career where I was like, what am I doing? Because at the end of the day, I don't get Christmas cards or baby announcements. I'm lucky if my clients pay their bill. And so I said, what am I doing killing myself? Because I had went through this tremendous experience and I just didn't feel really any sympathy from the court about what was happening in my personal life. And it was the first time I actually felt the experience of what my clients feel from the criminal justice system. So I took some time off and it was the first time in my life where I said, what am I going to do? I had always known, like when I graduated from high school, I knew I was going to get a degree in criminal justice and I knew I wanted to go to law school and I knew I wanted to be a defense attorney. And so it was the first time I really struggled and went, oh my goodness, like what am I going to do with my life? So I did some really deep soul searching for the next several years and did a lot of personal growth work. And I finally fell in love with the opportunity of working with horses. I had always been attracted to horses. However, I didn't know how I could combine doing what I loved with people as well as my passion with horses. And so I sought out a bunch of different programs, and I ended up finding Melissa Pierce's Touched by a Horse program, and I became certified in her equine gestalt work, and now I and my horses help people heal their unfinished business.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about how that happens, that you actually have the horses and the clients meet each other, is that correct, and interact with each other?
Yeah, so gestalt is a German word that means wholeness, and gestalt is a technique that's used by a lot of therapists. However, you don't have to be a therapist to do the gestalt work. And so gestalt is a technique that is a process that brings somebody to wholeness. So basically what I and the horses do is a client comes to visit me for any number of reasons. And a lot of times the reason they picked up the phone and called me is typically not what we necessarily work on. They may have gotten into a fight with their boyfriend or husband or having issues with their child or want to set some goals and they're not achieving those. And so they call me for that reason. And then ultimately when they sit down in front of me and the horses, it's something potentially different that comes up, because what I find is that we're such an instant gratification society and most of us are going through life, you know, comatose. We're not in the moment and not really enjoying what's going on. So it's a matter of just getting the client right now in the moment and having them check back into their body and seeing what's really coming up for them in that moment. So we find out what's coming up for them in that moment after they're finally dialed back into their body. And then we start through the process. And so for me, the Gestalt technique is opening up that wound, figuring out what's the root of that problem, and then healing that and closing it back up. So it's much different than, say, talk therapy, where talk therapy, not that it's not good, however, a lot of times talk therapy doesn't get to the root of the problem.
Right.
And you know, like anything else, if you don't get to the root, like pulling a weed, if you don't pull that root, yeah, it's gone at the surface level. However, it's going to bubble back up. And so
That's correct. Horses
are healing in and of themselves just by them being there. And the good thing about the horses is that they are the best lie detectors ever. I would put them up against any trained FBI agent in the world because they don't feed off of the actual words. They feed off of the energy of those words. And if you know anything about energy, you know that everything is energy, whether it's words or it's the desk I'm sitting at or the chair I'm sitting on, whatever, it all has an energy and it vibrates at a certain level. So the horse is attracted to that. And if what's coming out of your mouth is your truth, the horse is going to be attracted to that. So if I have a client who says, oh yeah, my marriage is great, because that's what they're wanting themselves to believe or what they're attempting to make themselves believe, the horse, if that's not their truth, won't be attracted to that and won't join up with them. However, if it's their truth, the horse will be attracted to that and want to help with that process because that's their truth. And so the horse, because it has 4 feet that's connected to Mother Earth, is just grounded and centered and peaceful 24 hours a day, and they're able to live in the moment. They don't pay attention that you were 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late in feeding them yesterday, or that you're late again today, because all they care about is the fact that you have food and you have food now.
Right.
So they are so present and are able to pull energy and heal the human being that's in front of them and help them through that process. It's amazing to watch. It's somewhat difficult to explain. It's like explaining to somebody what chocolate's going to taste like. You just really have to experience it, because every client has a different experience and there's borrowed benefit from everybody who sits in the presence of it, including myself. However, everybody's experience is completely different.
Right, of course. So then as that horse begins to join, or let's say not join, because you asked a question and your client isn't ready to speak the truth, usually to themselves, not so much to you. So at that point, because it's really for our own self. I mean, I've been in that spot myself where I wasn't authentic. That's why I created this radio show, because being who you really are, there's nothing more fulfilling than that. And I know that sometimes it can be, like we're talking about the root of the problem. Sometimes we don't even know what the root is. In fact, probably most of the time we don't know what the root is. I remember having feelings years ago, feeling anxious or angry, and not even knowing what the source of those feelings were. So as let's say the client shares something with you and the horse is not wanting to join in because the horse can sense that it's not their truth, how do you move forward from that? Because, of course, we can't force anybody to do anything or accept anything.
Sure. And I'm a firm believer that I, as a coach, only hold the mirror up for you to discover the answers. I believe that all of my clients hold the answers. I can give suggestions and I can give things that I believe may be some of the issues. However, I always check in with the client to verify whether or not that sits with them, because obviously when I give my opinion, I'm bringing my life experiences into that thought process and potentially my influences into that opinion, right? So it's
correct,
a matter
yeah.
of working that out as best you can with the client. And it more than likely is something from childhood. I mean, we all have baggage and trauma. And no matter what lifestyle you had, if you were raised by the Leave It to Beaver family or not, we all have trauma, right? Even though, you know, I wasn't raised in a family where my dad was an alcoholic or my mom cheated or there was abuse, I still had trauma. My dad died when I was 17. I still remember the teacher who told me I wasn't good at math. I mean, a boyfriend who told me I was fat and ugly and I was never going to get anybody better than him. I mean, the list goes on and on of little things that have happened in my life that have made me who I am today, good, bad, right, or wrong. We all have that type of trauma. And so it's a matter of fleshing that out with the client. And, you know, they may not be ready to discover that at the moment. And then 2 weeks later, they may have an aha moment and they go, oh my gosh, this is what she was talking about. Or they go home and journal and they go, oh my gosh, you know, because it's such at such a subconscious level that they may not be able to be aware of it, or they're just not ready to take it in. So it's allowing the client to have the space to grow, as well as holding them so that they have the ability to be vulnerable as well.
Right. That's so good, and it's so true, and it's what I do with my clients as well. Let them discover. Nobody wants to be told or lectured what to do. That's not what they come to us for. And going to that aha moment, I've actually had clients, one or two clients, that it was years, Andrea, years later that the aha moment came. And I would get an email from them or even a call and say, you know, some of the things that you were saying,
when the
to
student's
me,
ready, the teacher will appear.
Exactly. And I was like, I'm so thrilled. I am so thrilled. I mean, it's all frustrating from my end because, of course, we want them to grow, but they have to go at their rate and when they're ready. That's such a true message. So what role does authenticity play in all this, and your clients be able to create that life of joy and fulfillment that they want?
Well, I mean, first of all, the horses are not attracted to somebody who is not being authentic and speaking their truth. So that's the first thing. In order for this process to work, there has to be some authenticity from the client in order for there to be healing. And so many times, you know, in my career field, specifically as lawyers, the joy and fulfillment is gone because they are in a position where, you know, they're married, they have kids in private school, they're driving, you know, very expensive vehicles, they're living in a house that's beyond their budget. And so there's stressors in life that keep them in a field or a career that they may have otherwise left because they were unhappy yet because they still need to keep up with the Joneses, or they have student loans, or their wife is now a stay-at-home mom and they're the sole provider for the family. So, or they went to law school because for the last five generations, every man in the family has become a lawyer. So he was expected to become a lawyer, even though he really wanted to be an artist or an actor, right?
Right.
So it's finding their passion and finding what makes their heart sing again and allowing them to move into that space and help them figure that out.
Very good. Yeah, that's so true. And I had somebody on my radio show years ago who actually quit in the middle of law school because, like you said, it was generations of attorneys, generation after generation. And after she started law school, she actually got physically ill. So physically ill, she couldn't get out of bed. And her body was telling her that this wasn't her path.
Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. Okay, well, we're going to take
a
short break.
And that's exactly the I was going to say that was exactly my experience with the brain tumor is I had lived in my head for so many years as a defense attorney. I remember when the doctor said, you know, you have a brain tumor, I immediately came home and read my Louise Hay's book, How to Heal Your Life. And I went, well, there's no wonder that this is happening. I mean, where have I lived for the last 13 and actually maybe the last 30 some years of my life in my head?
Right. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back. We're going to take a short break. And for the listener, we're going to take calls if you want to call in. The number is 929-477-3869. And if you want to call in, you can go ahead and do so as we take our little break.
I'm Christina Weber. I help Catholic mompreneurs live authentically by fully engaging the power of their calling, earning more and less time, and getting back to enjoying their family. And that's why I'm offering you a complimentary audio download of my newest CD product, 7 Steps to a Regret-Free Catholic Biz Mom Living. Stop feeling guilty and confidently living what matters most. Access your audio immediately at www.CatholicWoman'sGuide.com/regret-free. That's go to www.CatholicWoman'sGuide.com/regret-free to stop feeling guilty and confidently live what matters most.
Well, welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Laurie Mitchell, and we have our special guest, Andrea Hall, who's a certified equine gestalt coach. And you were telling us, Andrea, about the brain tumor. And as I was listening to you, I was thinking that such a terrible and something people would think is a negative thing actually brought clarity to your life. Is that not true?
Oh, absolutely. Because I had already started the process of becoming an equine gestalt coach. I maybe had a month into the program when I found out I had the brain tumor. And for me, that was like, okay, I got it. You know, I apparently am a little bit of a slow learner. You know, I probably got the pebble before I got the stone, and then I got the stone, and then this was my 2x4 upside my head, right? Like, I've been attempting to get your attention for the last 3 years and you haven't been listening. So now are you going to listen? And so I remember when the doctor said, you know, you have a brain tumor. I said, okay, this is like my second chance at life. And what am I going to do differently? And I vowed that if I survived and it wasn't cancer, that I really was going to do something different with my life and get off the hamster wheel. And that's what I did. I decided to do this full time.
That's fantastic. That's admirable. And that's one of the reasons I wanted you on the show, because I named the show Dare to Be Authentic for a reason. Dare being that it takes courage to do these things, you know, to leave a career, such a long length career that you studied for years to become that, you know, that attorney. But you knew that this was your path. So what is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
That horses are really healing in nature, and that this process really does work. And it's an opportunity for people to heal their unfinished business and have the pleasure of doing that with, you know, a 12 or a 1500 pound animal.
That's lovely. I love that. The idea of it is so kind of exciting, but a little scary. Do you find that any of your clients are scared when they first come to you and the horses?
Yeah, there is some people that are scared to be around horses, and we work through that process. What I want to be clear on is that they don't ever ride the horse. all of the work is
okay.
done energetically on the ground. There's no riding, because a lot of times people have the fear as a result of a horse
mm-hmm.
riding accident or something of that nature. They've been kicked or they've been bucked off, and that's not what this
right.
is about. There is modalities that do healing work, for autistic kids and things of that nature where they
yes.
physically get to ride the horse. However, that's not
mm-hmm.
the modality that I use in and work with clients. Mine's on a personal and emotional level, and it's about connecting with the horse and having the horse heal that unfinished business that they have going on. So it's a little bit different, but yet in some respects, there still is potentially the anxiety. However, when they realize that the horse is there to help and heal, and they can
mm-hmm.
move into that, it's completely different. And you can see their resistance drop, as well as the rapport and the trust and the vulnerability that shows up between them and the horse.
Wow. That's a beautiful thing. Vulnerability is such
yeah.
an important thing in our lives, but we fight it
yeah.
because I think we're taught from birth that being vulnerable is not a good thing. It's scary. You get hurt. But there comes, and
yeah.
that is true, that is all true, but there comes to a point that if we are not vulnerable and opening ourselves, we can't heal our lives. So that's really a very important point. So if a listener wants to get a hold of you, Andrea, how do they get a hold of you?
They can contact me via my website at Withers Whisper, that's WITHERS, Whisper, WHISPER.com, and all my contact is on there. They can email me or call me, whatever is most convenient. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that good stuff as well.
Excellent. And also, Andrea will be on the radio show page of my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And just go over to radio show, and she'll be there with her photograph, link to her website, and if you want to pass this radio show on, there's also a replay of the radio show. Or if you want to listen to it again, you're more than welcome to do that. Fantastic. So, Andrea, what would you like to say to a listener today? What's one last thing you'd like to say as we begin to wrap up the show?
Sure. I offer, free consultations, and I would just encourage somebody to take a chance on themselves. A lot of times people give to other people, their relationships, their kids, their children, and they forget to take care of themselves. And this is an opportunity for them to take care of themselves for once. All of my packages are personally created for each individual client, depending on the goals and the things that they want to set. So I offer a free 30-minute consultation, and we go over that, and I send them emails, and we put a program together that's just designed specifically for them. And I would encourage them that the whisper of the horse echoes the spirit of the soul.
Wow. I like that part about taking care of themselves. I remember a time where I took care of everybody except myself. And I learned that from
mm-hmm.
my mother. I mean, it's very much, women are the most vulnerable to those. I think,
oh,
to that.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are men that are that way too, but we as women are raised to serve. There's nothing wrong with serving. But if we do not take care of ourselves and we don't replenish our soul and things like that, what do we have to give? You know, you become an empty vessel. You want to talk about that a little bit from your point of view, Andrea?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I did that a lot in my career as a criminal defense attorney. I constantly gave and gave and gave. Between working out and helping, clients and friends and family. And at the end of the day, I became so depleted. I remember I do a lot of homeopathic stuff, and I had just came back from a 70 girls trip in Mexico. And I went and saw my homeopathic doctor, and he's like, "You're stressed out." I said, "What do you mean stressed out? I've been on the beach drinking margaritas for the last 7 days with my girlfriends. We've been having a good time." And he's like, "You function at such a high level of stress that when you think you're relaxed, that's what normal people's stress level is. Like, you are so stressed out to the max that, you know, your adrenals are failing." He said, I don't even know how you can keep up. And I was like, no, you don't get it. I just came back from a 7-day trip. I'm fine. And he's like, you are not fine. You are crazy.
It is a crazy lifestyle. And I remember being super stressed out years ago. I was actually a stay-at-home mom. And people were like, what's there to be stressed out about? Three kids, a household, and my husband at the time worked so many hours that I did everything, you know, take the kids to school, take them to the sports, cook dinner, clean. It was nonstop. Work at the church, do all these things that I felt I was obligated to do, you know, take them to all the birthday parties. And it is just like, I remember sitting in my kitchen and wanting to run out the back door. I had a beautiful kitchen and had a back door that went to the garage. And I would stand there at my counter, and I literally would think about just running away. But I never did. I would never leave my kids behind. But it was tempting. There were days that's how I felt. I felt like I was on that hamster wheel, and I couldn't get off going faster and faster until one day I made some changes. So I know what that stress level is like. And one thing that I heard years ago is that we get used to that stress level. It's up to us to, and we think it's good, you know, because it's almost taught to us that the more stressed we are, the more productive we are, the better we are as a human being, the better our career is, et cetera, the more successful, right? But that's not true. So we actually create a tolerance for higher stress, body, to our spirit, to everything.
Yeah.
And so, so that's one of the things. So is there one last thing that you want to talk about before we finish up?
Well, I guess just to make a comment about that, I think one of the biggest lessons that maybe more so women, but in general, is no is a full and complete sentence. And I think so many times as human beings, we don't say no, and then we're beating ourselves up, or we're mad that we, you know, took that volunteer project on, or said we'd help that friend, or squeezed in one more lunch date this week, or, you know, whatever it is, because we just didn't feel like we could say no. And so I know that, you know, after the brain surgery, and I literally had to take a year off from my life, because even though I physically looked fine in the mirror, my body would not function. So I would look in the mirror and I'd be like, I'm fine. I can go back to work. And I'd go to my desk and I'd go, no, because my head just wasn't right. Like, it wasn't ready to work. And after that, I went, I am not physically able to do what I used to do before. And you got to figure it out. You got to do something different in life. So now it's about journaling and meditating and being with the horses, because that's where I'm grounded and centered and peaceful. And that's where my life is now content, where before I could go into the courtroom and be fine. Now, when I go to court, I have anxiety. My breathing pattern changes. My heart rate changes. My voice goes up about 3 octaves. I turn into this fight or flight person because I'm ready to, you know, pounce, where before that wouldn't have even occurred to me, because that was my lifestyle and where I functioned. And now, because I've stepped away from that, and when I go back to that, because unfortunately I still have had to keep practicing law to pay the bills until, you know, some other things take off, you know, that transition phase. But yeah, I mean, I think so many times, because we don't live in the moment, we're on our cell phones, we're busy with schedules, nobody takes the time to breathe. And if our body wasn't automatically doing that, most of us would fall over because we're so busy with everything, that if your body didn't breathe and your heart didn't beat, people would go, what do I have to do? Because, I mean, how many times have you shown up in a place and went, how did I get here? Because this isn't even where I need to be. But you were on such autopilot through life that people just don't have a clue as to what's going on around them.
So true, Andrea. I love that no is a complete sentence. And I teach my clients, they don't even have to give a reason. They're invited to a dinner party. They don't feel like going. They just say, no, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for the invite, but I'm not going to be able to attend. Well, Andrea, we're just about out of time. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It has been such a pleasure
to
have you.
Thank you.
And for the listener, thank you so much for being out there with us today. Share the show with everybody that you know that might be interested. And come back. We actually have shows 3 times a week now. So watch for my announcements and come back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.